Good morning. I want to thank you again for such a warm welcome. My wife Connie has been here for almost a year, and I just finished my assignment through the Saginaw Diocese in Frankenmuth, so I moved in July. So we look forward to being with you in such a faith-filled community. In our gospel reading from Luke today, Jesus' message sounds pretty bold and pretty harsh. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, his wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. A few weeks ago, earlier in Luke, we found Jesus telling his disciples, from a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. Recently, I read a novel that kind of followed along with both of these gospel readings that we've had. The author was Margaret George, and the book is called Mary, called Magdalene. The book is about Mary Magdalene, her family challenges growing up, how she became a disciple of Jesus, and along the way formed a new family with Jesus' closest followers. The novel describes the challenges, the hardships of discipleship, with all of its needs and its demands. Mary grew up in Magdala. It was a fishing community, and her family owned a fish processing business there. At an early age, she met many fishermen that worked with her father, some of whom would later become Jesus' disciples. And as a young girl, she had a chance meeting with Jesus as their families were traveling together to Jerusalem for the Passover. Terrorized by demons throughout her life, she was brought before Jesus as a young adult who healed her completely. And struck by his action and yearning to know Jesus and more about his mission, she stayed by his side. Mary placed Jesus at the center of her life, leaving behind her family, her friends, any of her needs, or any of her self-interest. After several months, she knew it was the right decision, and she continued to be the disciple of Christ for the rest of her life. The novelist reveals the trials and tribulations of Mary, especially as she struggled and endured as her entire family cast her out. And at the same time, living amongst her new family, the disciples and close followers of Jesus, it had its own collection and cast of characters to deal with. The author describes in detail Mary's influence among the group. And as the group of followers increased with Jesus' prominence, they also went into detail how they were devastated when Jesus died on the cross. And they wondered if all their work had been in vain. I think from time to time, we think of our discipleship and the work that we do. And are we making a difference in the lives of other people? And we, like Mary, are called to persevere. And although the story of Mary Magdalene is a little more extreme than we live today, the gospel message reminds me of the role of the family and how it's changed even within my lifetime. As a youth, I remember Sundays were all about going to church, going to our grandparents, having a big family dinner. All the aunts, all the uncles, all the grandkids would be there. And we all lived near each other, supported one another through life. Fast forwarding to when Connie and I became parents, we didn't live by family, and our grandparents were at a distance. We raised our family in Midland, Michigan, and our closest family was the parish families at Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church. Home to the Dow Chemical Company, people came from all over the world to live and work in Midland. And without the immediate support of relatives, our parish families were our support system. Out of our one love, our trust, and our faith in Christ, we treated each other as brothers and sisters. And out of these relationships, many needs of the families and the church were both accomplished together. We all took on different projects, from helping watch each other's children, to carpooling, to soccer practices. Many of us were in the same Bible studies, men's and ladies' small faith groups, and in our parish retreat together. Experiencing many of the same issues, the challenges of raising a family, coping with work problems, and supporting the needs of the parish, we loved and supported one another without prejudice and without judgment. We lived our lives as disciples of Christ, answering God's call, putting His mission foremost in our minds. Perhaps some of you have had a similar experience. Each of us are called to be disciples of Christ and is spent to help dispel the gospel message, just as Mary Magdalene did many years ago. And we all have different roles in the building of God's kingdom as we support one another, lifting each other up. As Connie and I become a part of St. Joseph Parish, we look forward to doing our part with you to help building God's kingdom right here. And as one parish family, we should all consider, how can we support and challenge each other to be active and engaging disciples? How can we make ourselves accountable to each other to answer God's call in our lives and the priority to serve? And whether it's just being present for others, giving of our time, being a little more patient, showing love and compassion, showing mercy and forgiveness as God calls us to. I make mistakes and I realize that I'm far from the disciple that Jesus calls me to be. And some of you may feel the same way. The good news is we're on this journey of discipleship together as a parish family. Together, we celebrate the wins, and we're there for each other through life's many challenges. As we journey, each of us continues to grow in faith, seeking God's plan in our lives and our conviction to follow Him. May we continue our roles as disciples to keep Christ's mission foremost in our minds, in our hearts, and through our actions, as together, families of this parish, we continue to build God's kingdom right here.